Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor with Stone Payton here, Denver, Colorado, Collaborate 13 Technology and Applications Forum for the Oracle community, and what a show we have.
Hey, we do, man, and we've had a fantastic time here in Denver. The crowd is starting to fill in here for day three. Folks are beginning to find their places on the couch. Our next guest apparently has a following of his own. These folks weren't here before he got here.
They're taking pictures. They're getting autographs.
So in this segment, please join me in welcoming partner Global Oracle Service Line for CSC, Mr. David Mobbs. Welcome to the show, man.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning.
Well, we are delighted to have you. There may be a few folks out there that have heard of this little outfit, CSC, but let's give them a thumbnail sketch. What are you guys out there trying to do for folks?
Well, we do a lot of things. CSC's been around for a long time. We're a big $15 billion company. We are in the Oracle space. We're a diamond partner. But we do. We have a lot of history around hosting and cybersecurity, and we do a lot of things, different things. So I met somebody yesterday from CSC who actually does rocket propellant for the rocket launches out of Cape Canaveral. So we do a lot of things, a lot of variety.
That's pretty diverse portfolio, I would say.
It is. I just wanted to see his MBOs for the year.
Right.
So now you guys want to talk about RAS execution?
Yeah, so RAS, thanks. RAS is a new offering that we have at CSC that really covers a lot of the multiple offerings that we have. And it's really a way for customers to go to a one-stop shop. And really what it stands for is rapid implementation as a service.
So how did you fall into this line of work? What's the backstory on you, man?
Long and varied. So I'll give you the short the short version. So I basically was out of college and in London and ended up at AT&T and they gave first day they gave me an Oracle application manual and said go figure it out.
You were the only one in the office that could figure it out.
I was the only one that had the manual. They only bought one at the time. Yeah.
So then you're the go-to guy. So now the RAS component, that seems like an interesting change and an interesting way of doing things. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we have a lot of service offerings. So what we've done in the RAS offering is we've bundled all those services that CSC offers around hosting, managed services, accelerators, system integrators, and then really made those an optional like buffet, like an all-you-can-eat buffet, and then wrapped around some financing that allows you to spread cost over multiple months, multiple years. So it gives you a whole amount of flexibility and lower cost of ownership. So, you know, we offer the services in that RAS offering are around implementation accelerators, how we do license subscription pricing, virtual infrastructure as a service, so you don't have to worry about buying your own equipment. And then, you know, how do we manage that infrastructure and manage that product as a service?
So accelerators, that strikes me as fantastic marketing language, but let's let's go down one more level. Tell us a little bit more about
these accelerators.
Yeah,
like who wouldn't want an accelerator?
I want to know what it is first.
We're going
before
too fast.
Yeah, we need to slow down. It was better than the brake pedal option that we offered, which didn't really fly too well. So what we offer as part of some of those offerings we have is we offer pre-configured environments by industry. So when you start a project, you know, if you're in a communications industry or you're in a utilities company, we come pre-configured with an environment that's based on that industry that allows us to really, when we go through a design process of a project that says, you know, we don't want to reinvent the wheel for everybody. People have done this before. Oracle's got best practices within their software. So let's critique this for us and see why it doesn't work for you rather than trying to work out what you need to do because, you know, everybody's unique, but not everybody's that unique.
Now, how are the customers taking to this subscription-based pricing?
So the subscription-based pricing is actually a new thing that it's only been out for about 6 months, and Oracle CSC is one of the first partners that Oracle's really provided it for. You know, customers that are looking to really spread out the cost rather than buying a perpetual license up front have been very interested, and the metrics actually work out really well. So we're getting a lot of interest, a lot of uptake into some of the specialty areas around transportation management that we do it for. So we're getting a lot of traction, which is really really encouraging for us.
So what about your presence here at the conference, Collaborate 13? It's not just you, right? You've brought a team?
We have brought a team. So we have a booth over at 1245. We have a couple of speaking engagements today. We have one actually on this topic at 1:15 over at the Mini Theater. So I had to get that plug in today. But we have about 8 or 9 people across multiple service lines within the Oracle suite. So we have a pretty big presence, and we're a high-level sponsor of the conference.
So we helped you get the kinks out of your talk? Are you doing the talk? Or somebody else?
No, actually, I'm not doing the talk. I'm just the front man and setting it up for the 30-minute session later today.
So is this something the OAUG conference, is this something that you and your team make a point of being a part of year after year?
Yes, we do. We're big supporters of OAUG and big supporters of some of the other conferences that happen in the Oracle space throughout the year. So we put a lot of effort and a lot of time in planning those, and some of the team members that are here are really instrumental, and a big shout out to them.
I thought that was paparazzi. That's your team members, but not all of them. Some of them are fans.
I would like to think so, but maybe not. We'll see.
So now, what does Oracle products do with this RASC cover?
So we really cover all of the ERP stack. So all the normal EBS, the JD Edwards, the PeopleSoft. We also cover some of the Edge applications, some of the new, the transportation managements, the supply chain planning. We do a lot of the Hyperion, so a lot of the cutting edge stuff as well. And really, we're open to, with Oracle, with customers, to say, hey, you got a need that wants to go down this path of this subscription-based pricing and this RAS model. We'll absolutely have that discussion and see how we can incorporate it into that service offering.
So what's next for you guys? Where are you going to be putting most of your energy? Is it going to be around this RAS and getting this rolled out properly?
Yeah, so a lot of our energies. So we're really going to market this year around industries. So one of the components we just talked about is the industry stratification of an Oracle stack. So we're really pushing this RAS model in an industry-focused environment and really working with Oracle to push that to market.
So now, what industries are the sweet spot so far?
So we have a lot of space in the A&D, the aerospace and defense and manufacturing, and those big areas. CSC has a big presence outside of Oracle in the life sciences and healthcare space. So we're looking to pull that industry knowledge into the Oracle space as well, probably later on during this year.
So let's boil it down for the potential client, particularly for the senior level executive that may not be as facile with all of this nomenclature as I am, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But let's outline some of the major benefits, at least as you see them.
Absolutely. So so it's all about how do you provide a model to a customer that lets them pick and choose as much flexibility as you can around how do you buy hardware, how do you buy software, how do you implement, and how do you accelerate. And then, how do you want to wrap around financing around that? How do you want to wrap around the cost? So it's all around, can I get a more flexibility, for less cost? And how do I drive an OPEX versus CAPEX discussion? How do I not have to put down X million dollars up front to start a project, but how do I spread that out? And how do I encapsulate all services, implementation, procurement of hardware, network, everything into one solid offering that I can really then say, hey, this is just a CAPEX I'm going to spread out over multiple months.
Well, I'll tell you, it has been an absolute delight having you come by and visit with us. You'll have to come back sometime and maybe with a client. I think that might be a fun conversation sometime. What do you think?
That would be great. I'll try and find either an English or Australian to really to liven it up.
To class up the operation.
I didn't say that quite like that, but yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
And if somebody wants to learn more, website?
Our website is csc.com, and we're over in booth 1245, and we'd be happy to see anybody that wants to come over.
All right. Well, thank you so much, David. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at Collaborate 13.